Now, this is, listen, if you feel the burn, this was a big weekend for you. Bernie Sanders supporters have, they're dancing in the streets, especially in Washington, Alaska, and Hawaii. Mm-hmm. Bernie with a clean sweep, and not just, he didn't squeak by Hillary Clinton in these caucuses.
One big, right?
He destroyed her.
82% in Alaska, 73% in Washington, and 71% in Hawaii. Smaller states, but still authoritative wins.
Right, since the Democratic delegates are given proportionally, he picked up a nice chunk. Is it enough? Is this going to change the momentum? That's the word we've been hearing all weekend. Oh, big momentum, big momentum. Ben LeBolt is the former national press secretary for President Obama's campaign, and he is the founding partner of Insight Agency. He joins us now on WGN. Ben, thanks for taking some time this afternoon.
Thanks for having me. Nice to be with you.
All right. Is this the turning point? Is all these people who are feeling the burn, are they ready to claim victory after these three really big wins for Bernie Sanders?
Or does it mean that much? What does it mean?
Well, here's the odd thing. I mean, Sanders no doubt had a good week, but his kind of big moment, if there is a big moment, is coming a little bit too late because the math doesn't end up. We're in one of those situations that I was in when I worked for President Obama against Clinton in the 2008 primary, where she won 6 of the final 9 primaries, but there was no way mathematically she could catch up to Obama's delegate lead. And Sanders is facing a similar situation here. He's behind 300 pledged delegates. And so even though he's racking some wins on the board, it's just nearly mathematically impossible for him to make up the gap by the time the primaries close out. And he's going to face some difficult terrain coming up here. The next big primary, aside from Wisconsin, is in Clinton's home state of New York.
Now, Bernie is saying, and the Sanders campaign is saying, listen, with these three wins and the momentum seeming to shift this weekend, that those superdelegates, they may switch because they're going to see the will of the people, especially in the states that he just won, Washington, Alaska, and Hawaii, and they're going to, they may flip and they may say they're voting for Clinton, but in the end, they're going to listen to the people and pledge to him. What do you think about that?
Well, two responses to that. Number one, she's ahead of delegates that have been elected as a result of voting for her in primaries, not just superdelegates. So if the superdelegates, you know, the elites within the party were to do that, they'd actually be endorsing the second place nominee coming out of these contests, striking against the will of the voters. And so that's a very unlikely scenario and something we certainly haven't seen in a very long time. It's even more unlikely than the Republican delegate saying, Donald Trump won, but we're going to give the nomination to somebody else.
Yeah, but you have seen, Ben, in some states, including Iowa, where he lost by just a small, small percentage of votes in terms of overall in the caucus, but the superdelegates overwhelmingly went to Hillary Clinton. And you've seen some states where it does seem like there's a disproportionate handing or like announcement of superdelegates when the will of the people seems to go slightly not so authoritatively in that direction. Bernie Sanders is making the argument that those are the people who will say, hey, wait a minute, my state voted 73% for me. I should get a larger share of those superdelegates.
Well, and I think it'd be a fair argument if he was ahead in the delegate count that was representative of the voters who've actually voted. But Hillary's winning a lot more votes right now, even though she lost some states with smaller populations over the next week. And so right now it doesn't look mathematically possible, given some predictions about the upcoming states, for him to make up the gap there. Mm-hmm. If there does reach a moment where he overtakes her, and like I said, it's going to be mathematically difficult, then I think he'd have a much more stronger argument in terms of saying superdelegates are now giving their vote to somebody who's in second place. But like I said, I think that's a long shot given the states coming up on the map.
Ben, did it surprise you at all that Bernie Sanders won every county in Washington, even some of the more traditionally conservative rural counties?
Well, you know, Sanders has done well in states that aren't particularly diverse. He's turned out to be fairly strong in the West. He won states like Colorado, and he's winning caucuses. So these are a little bit different from primaries. You've got to show up. You've got to stand up in front of your neighbors. And it's a public event. So it tends to be the hardcore party activists who turn out to these events, who are a bit more progressive, a bit more ideological. And Sanders does very well among those voters. Clinton tends to do better in bigger states that have primaries that are ultimately a little bit more representative. So you've seen that split play out in caucus states and across the West.
You know, federal investigators are looking into the possibility of the mishandling of Clinton's private email server. There was a lot of talk about this over the weekend. They're setting up interviews with longtime aides. We had heard in weeks ago that there was immunity for a former top staffer and that the Justice Department wants to get this done sooner rather than later because they want the closer it gets to November, the more of an impact it could have on the election. Do you think this at all changes the anything for Hillary Clinton, or do you think this is just something that will run its course and everything will be fine?
Well, you know, I think this story's been out there for the past year, and voters have ultimately said the things that they care most about are the things that impact their families and their day-to-day lives. Who's going to fight to make the economy fairer for the middle class? I think, frankly, that message has resonated on both the Democratic and the Republican side more than any other. This is certainly a story to monitor, and if there's a big revelation, it could change the dynamic of the race. But so far, it's been simmering out there for the past year. It's clear that Clinton didn't knowingly send information that was classified at the time. And it's been a little bit of a headache for the campaign, but I don't think it'll define the race at the end of the day.
Yesterday on one of the morning shows, they asked Bernie Sanders if Hillary could possibly be his running mate. Now, there's a lot of assumptions thrown into that question, but as things go on, he's going to have quite a few delegates when they get to the convention. If Hillary is a nominee, do you see her using Sanders in any way? Is it going to be like, hey, thanks, I'll take your supporters now?
Well, you know, she's going to have to work hard to get his supporters. It's not going to be automatic that they transfer over to her, particularly among the younger voters. It's not automatic that they show up at all. So she's really going to have to work to gain their support. I think it's a bit unlikely that she chooses Sanders as her VP nominee. It's always tough after a contested primary. There's always a little bit of bad blood between the campaigns. So I could see her choosing a progressive senator who shares some of the views of Bernie Sanders, but not selecting him. Maybe somebody like Tim Kaine from Virginia or Sherrod Brown from Ohio.
You know, I want to ask you about something else, Ben, if you don't mind. It was on the front of the front page on the web page of Politico today about dark money in elections. And it's a story that actually focused on Rubio. And he talked about how no one really knows who funded the nonprofit group that spent $10 million on ads boosting Rubio. And likely no one ever will, because unlike super PACs, this was a nonprofit, the Conservative Solutions Project, that accepted unlimited donations and it can keep its donors hidden. Do you see this as a trend in politics? Do you think that there's any danger in it, or are you seeing that it's more common?
Well, I think there's a huge danger in it, and the Citizens United decision really opened up the doorway to this and allowed individuals and corporations to contribute anonymously politically. They say they're doing so through nonprofits, but they've all got political objectives. They really shouldn't be nonprofits, and that's why you're seeing all these campaigns cost more than $1 billion now, where just a handful of interests are funding them. And two candidates you've seen gain big momentum on this message and going after the post-Citizens United era that we're living in are Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump. That's actually been a key portion of their campaigns. Sanders, that he's focused on small dollar contributions. Trump, in that he doesn't need the big donors because he'll just fund the thing himself.
What would it take for Bernie Sanders to pull off an upset in Wisconsin like he did in Michigan?
Well, he actually has a very decent chance of winning the state of Wisconsin. He's done well in states that had a heavy manufacturing economy, where he's convinced the voters that trade deals have been bad for the state and they've been to blame for the jobs that have been lost. A lot of disaffected folks who are having trouble finding jobs in the 21st century economy. And Michigan was one of those states. Wisconsin is one of those states as well. Of course, you can make the argument that some of Walker's policies have had an impact on the economy. And I expect Clinton to make that case as well.
All right. Well, Ben, we appreciate the time this afternoon. I'm sure we'll talk to you as the campaign rolls on.
Thanks, Ben, for checking
good
in.
Good talking
us.
To you.
Take
Thank
care.
You.
That's Ben Lebolt. He's the former national press secretary for President Obama's campaign and a founding partner of Insight Agency. Let's do this. Then we will head to ABC and we'll find out what's the latest going on in that Capitol Center shooting. We'll do all of that on the other side. It's WGN.